Who'd like to start it out?
Mike, why do you think you've had the Patriots number over the last 10 years?
I've got no idea. And I don't think you really think about what you've done in the past. You just get ready for this game, and you know what type of football team they have or what type of team they have had over the last how many years, and it's always a great challenge. Very well coached, some great players, and great home record.
I know it's a team versus team, but how much do you enjoy that it's Bill Belichick going nose to nose against him, you know, two Hall of Fame coaches?
Well, I got the utmost respect for Bill, what he's accomplished, obviously. Super Bowls, you know, just the way he prepares his football team, what he's accomplished. You know, I can't, you know, he's the best in the business, and he's proved it over the last how many years. So you always, you know, look forward to these type of matchups, and hopefully we'll play well.
Do you see similarities between Kessel and Brady?
I mean, he's obviously a big, tall, rangy guy, and obviously Tom's got a few more starts than Matt. But you know, it's always a growing experience for any quarterback. You know, you're not going to come in right away and light it up, but I think he's doing an excellent job.
How has Belichick adjusted to that change?
Well, I think they're running the same offense that they have with Tom. I think it's, you know, you cancel the whole package because there's checkoffs and protection schemes that change throughout a game. Tom was unbelievable with double cadence, getting the offensive line redirected to blitzers and getting to the perfect play. I think that takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. You know, usually that happens in the third year. First couple of years, you kind of depend more on your defense. But that will come with time. Yeah, it doesn't happen very often in the National Football League for a guy to play at the level he's playing at. So, you know, he's doing a great job.
How much of a difference does Daniel Graham need to your run blocking?
Well, you need to have a good running game, you've got to have a tight end that not only can block, that can catch a football as well. Where you got a double threat, and Daniel brings us both. You know, he can run block, he can catch, he's a great leader, and a guy that's very important to any type of offense, especially with ours.
Someone who's paid attention to the history of the game, does what New England has done the past 5 or so years, is that the most impressive stretch?
Well, I don't think there's a, you know, I'm sure there's a couple of stretches that are pretty impressive. If you go back to Pittsburgh and a couple of those stretches, and, you know, we could go with a few teams, but yeah, it's since I've been in coaching, it's by far the most impressive stretch that I've ever seen. Good, he's better today than last couple days, and each day he seems to improve a little bit. And it's an ongoing process. It'll be a day-to-day evaluation, and you should know something at the end of the week.
As a coach, how concerned do you get for Brandon as a person, knowing that he's had about 8 to 10 concussions 3 years? Do you ever sit down and say, you know, Brandon, maybe you're 1 hit away from being in real trouble?
No, that's not my expertise, nor is it yours. But we've got the experts that really deal in that. They know these concussions now with the NFL and, you know, the doctors and the emphasis that's put on the head injuries. They go through all kinds of tests. It's amazing to me what they go through, and it's a learning experience for me because, you know, I was with Steve Young when he went through some of those concussions, and just like you mentioned, you're concerned about, you know, their welfare, their family, their kids, and, you know, different questions. But now they know a lot more about it, and the tests that they give to me kind of give you a good indication where somebody's at. I'm sure it's not foolproof, but the improvement to me is just unbelievable. But I can share with your thoughts, because when Steve had his concussion, I said, hey, for him even to play another down, I thought was crazy at that time. And remember when Steve came in and he visited us at that time, he was thinking about maybe playing another year or two. I think he would have if the doctors had not talked him out of it.
Back off the beaten path a little bit, your son's getting a lot of praise for that gutsy quarterback sneak Shaw ran on Sunday. Mm-hmm. First, I mean, after Ike and after everything they've gone through. I know you're worried about your team, he's worried about his team, but can you kind of talk a little bit about what you talked about how he's adjusted, how he's doing 28 in his spot like that?
Well, to be honest with you, anytime you're 0-4, I mean, the pressure that's on you as an organization, as a football team, is just tremendous. You know, it's so hard just to go to work because you're embarrassed. You want to win. They lost, you know, an overtime game the week before, and to win the game the way they did showed a lot of character from their football team. And when I went out to the game, our game, I thought they had lost. You know, they had 80 yards to go and a minute left. So, you know, for them to find a way to win, it was pretty impressive. And the whole coaching staff, not, you know, not just Kyle, but that's what you work for. And, you know, it's tough to go through a stretch where you haven't won for four games, especially, you know, with the hurricane, the overtime. And it was a big win for him. I was happy for, obviously, Gary and obviously my son as well, all the other coaches. But if it was against us...